If you will listen to the mitzvahs which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, and to worship and to serve him with all of your heart, with all of your soul. This pasuk is, of course, familiar to all of us because it is part of the Shema that we say twice a day, every single day. And Rashi, here on our Parsha, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, cites the comments of Chazal, which are sensitive to the seeming redundancy at the outset of the Pasuk. Why does it say, V'haya im shamoa tishmu? Why the double language, if you will hear? And Rashi quotes the teaching of Chazal from Masechta Sukkah, Daf Memvav, that in fact there are two, quote-unquote, hearings. Im shamoa b'yashan, if you hear the old, tishmu b'chadash, you will be able to hear the new. Rashi, in Gemara, Sukkah, explains this enigmatic statement as referring to the ability to have profound new insights in your learning if you base your new learning off of your old learning. If you're reviewing your learning previously, that will allow you to learn more deeply and have new insights in the future. This very nice and beautiful teaching here alluded to in our Parsha by Rashi is the springboard for a very profound meditation and teaching of the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes seemingly is bothered by, or at least sensitive to, the fact that this teaching, which Rashi quotes, all about our ability to learn on a deeper level and have greater insights in our Torah study, is emerging out of a pasuk, which, at least it seems, is not talking about Torah study as much as it is talking about mitzvah observance, about the mitzvahs that I command you to do, that you will observe them, la'avdo b'chalavavcham, you will worship, you will serve. It sounds like we're talking about mitzvah observance. And therefore, the Sfas Emes uses this kind of tension, if you will, to explain the following very, very profound insight. He says what this means is that by doing mitzvos, we somehow, perhaps this is not a rational phenomenon, it may be more of a metaphysical reality, but nevertheless, says the Sfas Emes, by doing mitzvos, we merit greater understanding. And in fact, it's directly proportional. The greater, more dedicated and enthusiastic our actions are, the greater and deeper and more profound our understanding will be. The doing of mitzvos, time after time, leads to greater insight. It's not just that, as we famously know, the Jewish people said na'aseh before nishma. They committed to observing the mitzvos before actually learning and understanding them. It's in fact, says the Sfas Emes, that the na'aseh leads to the nishma. The more you do, the greater understanding you will have. And therefore, as part of this pasuk teaching us about the commitment that we need to have every single day to do the mitzvos, Chazal see embedded in that pasuk that if you bring that level of commitment and consistency and enthusiasm to doing the mitzvos, that will in fact open greater pathways and greater portals of insight into your studying and learning of the mitzvos. In fact, says the Sfas Emes, this is alluded to also in our davening, because right after Shema, in the paragraph of Emes V'yatziv, we say, Ashrei ish shiyishma l'mitzvosecha. And then right afterwards, what do we say? V'sarascha udvarcha yasim alibo. Sfas Emes explains exactly in keeping with his previous insight. Ashrei ish shiyishma l'mitzvosecha. Praise is someone who keeps the mitzvos. And what do we say right afterwards? Because if you keep and observe the mitzvos, Tarascha udvarcha yasem alibo, then Torah study will be something that you can truly internalize, you can truly excel at. By observing mitzvos, that leads to sarascha udvarcha success. Sfas Emes further develops this by noting that in the pasuk that we started with, our famous pasuk of Vahayim Shemoa, we said, Asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom, you're being commanded today. But he notes this present tense, hayom, you're being commanded today, is surprising. I wasn't commanded today. The Torah was given thousands and thousands of years ago. It says the Sfas Emes, that's exactly what the pasuk is coming to teach us. It's written in the present tense because, in fact, the act of Kabbalah Satorah, of Matan Torah, was not a one-time historical event, but something that actually occurs every single day to each and every one of us. If we have the proper attitude, it's not just about doing the mitzvos, but being committed to them, then there is no limit to the layers of insight. You might say, well, how could I have new insight if insight is connected to doing the mitzvos, and I've been doing the same mitzvos over and over again for so many days and so many years of my life, there's got to be a limit to how many new insights there can be. Says the Sfas Emes, that's exactly your mistake, and that's the power, the beauty, and the magic of Torah. There is no limit, there is no ceiling, there is no maximum number or layers of insight that can be. The more we do, the more we observe, and the more enthusiastic it is, the more and constantly new opportunities there are for greater insight in our Torah study. Says the Sfas Emes, this idea that when you do mitzvos, it's not just that you're doing them, but it can lead to greater understanding of the mitzvos is somewhat magical, if you will, but But it's not just enough to do the mitzvos. It all depends on the attitude you bring to the mitzvos. If you do the mitzvos because they are, what he says, are mutal alav, it's out of duty, out of obligation. That's good that you're doing the mitzvos, but that's not going to lead to this additional level of insight. What will, however, he says, is if you have kabbalas ol mitzvos. If you take the attitude that I'm not just doing it, but I'm committed to it, mishtokek tamid lishmo l'kayim ratzon abore, if you are constantly longing for more and more, if you are never satiated, you're thirsting for more and more, that level of commitment of kabbalas ol mitzvos, that is what will lead to the constant new layers of understanding, the nasa leading to greater nishma, something very, very fascinating. And lastly, to further develop this point, Svasema says a very, very beautiful teaching. The psukim right after this, so, Perek Yud Aleph, Psukim Tezvav through Tezayin, have an interesting juxtaposition. On the one hand, it talks about V'yachalta V'savata, being physically satiated from the food we eat. And then the very next pasuk, it says, Pen Yivteh Levavchem, we're concerned lest your heart be led astray and you are disloyal to Hashem, disloyal to the Torah. So the Medrash in the Sifrei, commenting on this juxtaposition, points out, Ein Adam Morid Ela Mitoch Sviya, observing the common phenomenon that we know that sometimes, unfortunately, physical bounty, physical success, material success can sometimes lead someone spiritually astray. The sphia, the physical satiation, can lead to a person to have a more physically based life and less concerned about spirituality. However, says Sfasemes in a fascinating teaching, Ein zedafka bachila vashtia gashmiut, says it's not only that attitude or that physical satiation that can lead you astray. Even if you're a male kriso b'tora v'avoda, if you take the attitude that I'm satiated spiritually, I've done what I can, I don't need to do any more, that itself will also lead you astray. You can never have the attitude of svia, of I'm fully satiated, I'm full spiritually. The pasuk, the Vayim Shema, teaches us to constantly be thirsting for more.